We are broadcasting live from Giant Tiger GT Boutique with Dal and Ken, who you guys are behind the Trailer Park Boy Chips.
Yep.
We're having a big shindig down here in Dartmouth, giving away hot dogs, hamburgers, and we got about 200 or 300 people around the block right now, and it's growing bigger. We want everybody in Dartmouth to come down.
Yeah, you know what? To be perfectly honest with you, we got the big kitty, Giant Tiger, and we got the most iconic group of guys, the Trailer Park Boys. It couldn't be as we approach Canada Day, we couldn't have a better marriage of all those elements. Giant Tiger, the big kitty, the boys coming down. We're really, really excited. You know, it takes a whole team to do the stuff like this. We have, you know, great team with the Trailer Park Boys. Our manufacturing facilities, Jones Manufacturing in the U.S. does this for us. So we're pretty excited today. We really appreciate you guys coming down and spending some time with the commoners.
Well, no, we absolutely love these trips. The ketchup and fries are my favorite. You love the all-dressed ones. What makes a great chip dressed all over?
Well, you know, everybody thinks that making a potato chip is a real easy thing to do. It's really a lot harder than you think. So what we wanted to do is, of course, use the Trailer Park Boys iconic brand. But we also realized that people, particularly Canadians, love their potato chips. So we not only had to do a great flavor mix. The secret is having the right flavoring. So the boys were really, really picky and involved and have approved everything. They're really three guys that are really, really into this. And as you look at the show, when I started thinking about this, Dal and I started thinking about it, when you look at the show, they eat a lot of chips on the show, right? So it just became a real natural for us to do it. But to be perfectly candid with you, I'm proud of the boys. They put out a good product that people will come back and eat. You know, that's what we wanted to accomplish. We've got three new flavors coming up. We've got Sam Squanch Ranch. We've got the Zesty Mordant.
There you go.
Yeah, we're going to add a little bit of a jalapeno tip to that. And then we have a spice that the boys haven't really talked about or seen yet, but we're going to be doing a prison spice, Sunnyvale prison spice. And it's if you look in the States, they have a chip brand called the Whole Shebang. And people in the American prison system, God love them, shank each other for these chips.
So we thought, what better flavor profile could we go with than that?
Yeah. Now the boys,
good enough to die for.
Good enough to die for. So, you know, at the end of the day, we're going to be doing some cheese balls because we believe Ricky has the cheesiest balls of anybody, from what I understand. But we really appreciate you guys being here and coming out.
Well, and I think we can all agree that the price of chips is just outrageous, but
that's
your chips...
That's another thing.
Yeah, how much are they
here?
The
most important thing to us is to have these chips priced at a rate where everybody can buy them, handfuls of them, come back and get more. You know, these days, you look at Lay's, you look at these other brands, they're way too overpriced. Way too overpriced. And every 6 months they go up, whereas we work tremendously hard to keep that price affordable, especially now. That to us is the most important thing.
We don't have to shank for chips
here.
No,
you don't.
No, we got lots of chips, right? But anyway, really and truly, this is the culmination of a couple years worth of, you know, we went through the pandemic with supply chain issues and what have you, but, you know, we're here and we're really, really excited about it.
Well, you guys have a great brand. I mean, yes, the Trailer Park Boys are associated, but this is a great chip too.
Yeah.
Flavorful.
We have to thank the boys for that. They're very, very discerning on the flavors they approve, and they approve every one of them. And they really don't want to disappoint their fans. They're a good group of guys. They're on brand. They're from Nova Scotia, the greatest province in Canada. I love it out here. To have this Canadian iconic brand, Giant Tiger, and the Trailer Park Boys from Dartmouth, Nova Scotia. And can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Why is Dartmouth pronounced Dartmouth with you guys? What's the problem?
We like to just mumble the words at the end of the, you know.
I'm pretty sure there's no ITH in that. I'm pretty sure it's an OTH.
Don't overthink it. It'll give you a headache.
First time somebody's, it took me a long time to learn Tatamagush.
Yeah.
Right? And it took me a long time to learn some of the other little places out here.
Sharpest tool in the shed.
Yeah, I know. I'm an idiot, but I got to tell you, I love this province. I love the people of this province. I love the boys. They're, you know, they're good people. They deserve it.